Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The president urges Oregon to deploy the National Guard. Mr. Trump may deliver his nomination speech from a Civil War battlefield. American air travel down 75% compared to last year. School resuming in New York City. Another outbreak stalls the 2020 baseball season. Also ahead, are you poor, rich, in the middle? But first, President Trump urging officials in Portland, Oregon to send in the National Guard after anti-police riots entered their 11th straight week. The president saying, quote, the city's out of control. After 3 months, the mayor and governor are putting people's lives at risk, unquote. More than 1,000 have been arrested since June, but few have been charged in Oregon. Portland pretty much finished economically. The president also announcing he may deliver his party's nomination speech from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. That site, of course, marks a turning point of the American Civil War and a major defeat for the Confederacy. The three-day battle resulted in 50,000 casualties, the same number as in the entire American Revolutionary War. The U.S. airline industry struggling to lure customers back during COVID. Travel is down 75% compared to the same period last year. Poll show a majority of Americans are refusing to fly until a vaccine is available. Researchers estimate the odds of contracting COVID on a plane, 1 in 4,000. 700,000 students returning to schools in New York City. New York Governor Cuomo giving the green light for classrooms to resume in-person instruction, including in some very COVID-infected districts. Another 250,000 kids will opt out and start the academic year from home when teaching starts in September. That's, again, in New York. Another outbreak postponing the baseball season somewhat. 10 players and 7 staff members on the St. Louis Cardinals testing positive for COVID. Similar clusters hit the Miami Marlins just a week ago. 4 teams now have been forced to delay their schedules since July. In a moment, the truth about poverty in America. Right back with that.
Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Behind all the racial strife we are seeing in America right now, behind all of it is poverty. On a percentage basis, many more African Americans are poor than white Americans. And poverty is a terrible state to be in. But in capitalistic America, the poor have it much better than other people elsewhere. Here are the facts. Life expectancy is almost 79 for a poor American right now and rising. According to the U.S. Census, approximately 30 million Americans are living in poverty. The term is different for different populations. single individuals, married families, those with children, and where you live. The common metric is a family of four earning below $25,000. Now, according to the Heritage Foundation, the vast majority of those living in poverty actually enjoy a fairly comfortable standard of living compared to others in poverty around the world. Most homes below the poverty line have two cars. I didn't know that. Everybody has a refrigerator, no matter what your level of income is. TV, 98% of the poor have a television. Stove and oven, 98%. Microwave, 81%. Air conditioning, 78% of the poor in America have air conditioning. Cable or satellite TV, 63%. And on and on and on. So the amenities are there basically because of the safety net that the U.S. government provides poor people. They get a consistent stream of income in and they can buy things. Again, poverty is awful and people are deprived who live below the poverty line. However, they have far more than most other poor around the world. That's the point. Also, the socialists will tell you that a government-run economy would improve the lives of the poor. That is not true. And it's hard to believe when you consider the list of items that I just mentioned. So socialism is going to provide more staples than capitalism does for the poor? I don't think so. If you travel to nearby Cuba, which I did a few years ago, you'll see with your own eyes that socialism and communism has failed there. Most Cubans are desperately poor. They don't have anything. Same situation in Venezuela, in Russia, in China, in Vietnam. Socialism and communism is a cruel joke. It does not work. It puts more people in poverty. The way out of a destitute circumstance is, of course, education. And in the USA, you can get a free education, particularly if you're a minority, from preschool all the way through college. You got to work hard, but it's there. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, and please join our campaign, Stand Up for Your Country. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 32 years ago today, a group of men held a secret meeting in Pakistan to discuss the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. Those present included Osama bin Laden and Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri. After discussion, the group decided to create a new organization to fight the Russians and also conduct a holy war, a jihad, around the world to promote Islam. The group named the base, or Al-Qaeda. The wealthy bin Laden himself funneled millions of dollars into the terror network almost immediately, establishing headquarters in six Muslim countries. After the USA used Saudi Arabian territory to launch attacks against Iraq during the first Gulf War, Operation Desert Storm, Al-Qaeda found a new target, America and its allies. Between 1992 and 2010, Al-Qaeda organized 50 major terror attacks against the USA, Spain, Yemen, India, the UK, Bali, and more. At its height, Al-Qaeda was made up of roughly 60 affiliate organizations, such as Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and consisted of 10,000 Islamic fanatics. In total, they would kill more than 11,000 innocent people, including, as you know, 3,000 in New York and Washington on 9/11. The U.S. war on terror would largely disrupt Al-Qaeda using a new military technology, drones. The Pentagon launched 5,000 unmanned strikes against the terror network between 2004 and 2018, killing 99% of Al-Qaeda leadership. Today, the terror group is considered mostly ineffective since the U.S. raid that killed bin Laden in 2011. ISIS and splinter groups in Syria and Yemen are ranked as bigger threats than Al-Qaeda. And here's something else you might not know. The last deadly attack Al-Qaeda claimed credit for was in February 2016. A suicide bomber tried to bring down an airliner flying from Somalia to the Middle East. The bomber did manage to inflict one death, himself. The plane landed safely a short time later. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.